Morning Watch, taking the way of enjoying Christ as the tree of life, week 5. The secret of living the Christian life to be an overcomer, taking the way of eating and enjoying Christ as the tree of life. Tuesday, related verses. Ezekiel 3 verses 1 to 4. Then he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find, eat this scroll and go. Speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me that scroll to eat. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your stomach and fill your inward parts with this scroll that I am giving you. And I ate it, and it was like honey in my mouth in its sweetness. Then he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak my words to them. Ephesians 3, verses 8, 16 to 17a. Verse 8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Verses 16 to 17a. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith. Hebrews 3 verses 12 and 15. Verse 12. Beware, brothers, lest perhaps there be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief in falling away from the living God. Verse 15. While it is said, Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the provocation. Hebrews 4, verse 2. For indeed we have had the good news announced to us, even as they also. But the word heard did not profit them, not being mixed together with faith in those who heard. Revelation 10, verses 9 to 10. And I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll. And he said to me, Take it and devour it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey. And I took the little scroll out of the hand of the angel and devoured it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. And when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. Related reading. We need to eat Jesus by calling on the name of the Lord. But after we eat, we also need a good digestion. When we eat Christ, we also need to spiritually digest him in a proper way. If you have a proper digestion, the food you eat can get into every part of your physical being. Indigestion means that there is no thoroughfare for the food. Some dear saints may enjoy calling on the Lord and pray reading the word at first, but after a certain time, they lose their taste and appetite for this. This is because after taking in the Lord Jesus, something happened within them. There was no thoroughfare for the Lord Jesus to get through. After calling on the Lord Jesus and pray reading his word, we have to say, Lord, be merciful to me. Keep my whole being with all my inward parts open to you. When you call Lord Jesus, he gets into you and fills you up. While you are calling Lord Jesus, this practical and living Jesus will touch your natural being. But many of you would say, No, Lord, don't touch me here. Stay where you are. You are my guest, and you must stay in the living room. Don't get into my private bedroom. That's for me, not for you. This means indigestion. There is no way for the Lord as the spiritual food to get through in you. There is no free course for the food to get into your inward parts, so you have indigestion. After calling on the Lord, a young brother may eventually have some sense within him that he needs to deal with the way he cuts his hair. If he is slow to respond to this sense, this means that he is not allowing the Lord Jesus to get through. Thus, you have to be on the alert. After calling on the Lord Jesus, if you have any sense within you, any feeling within you, that means the Lord Jesus is moving, and that means the digestion within you is going on. You have to go along with this inner sense. If you go along with this sense, you will be joyful and have a better, bigger, deeper, and higher appetite for Christ. If you argue with the inner sense, this will result in indigestion. Then you will not be so eager to pray, read the word, and calling on the name of the Lord will not be so sweet to you. But when you respond to and go along with the inner sense, your appetite for the Lord Jesus comes back, and your spiritual digestion becomes proper. Then the riches of the Lord Jesus become your cells, and these cells grow into your organic tissues. This causes you to grow in the divine life and makes you strong in the Lord. It is easy for you to stand and not easy for you to backslide because you are growing in the Lord. The grown-up ones have a good digestion to assimilate all the nourishment from the spiritual food that they eat. By eating, we have digesting. By digesting, we have the assimilation. And by this assimilation, we get the practical nourishment of the riches of Jesus into our being. All the riches of Christ eventually will grow into our organic tissues. Then we become Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. To me, to live is Christ. After calling on the Lord, after eating and drinking Him, we have to say, Lord, be merciful to me. Cause every part of my being to be open to you. Have the thoroughfare within my whole being. Then we will have a good digestion for a good assimilation, and we will enjoy and absorb all the nourishment of the riches of Christ. Then Christ will become our very being.